This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The White House Coronavirus Task Force leader, Dr. Deborah Birx, says widespread coronavirus infections in urban and rural America mark a new phase for the pandemic. Speaking on CNN's State of the Union Sunday morning, Birx said, "What we are seeing today is different from March and April. It is extraordinarily widespread." That's the end of the quote. She urged people to wear face masks and to observe social distancing. Her comments came as Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives Nancy Pelosi appeared on an ABC News talk show, saying that she doesn't have faith in Dr. Birx, whom she ties to misinformation spread by the United States President Donald Trump. The U.S. has the world's biggest number of cases at 4.6 million. That's one quarter of the total cases in the world, and more than 154,000 deaths. In Germany, thousands have converged in Berlin to protest their country's coronavirus restrictions at a demonstration proclaiming the end of the pandemic has arrived. The protest comes as German authorities are voicing increased concerns about an uptick in new infections. Travelers entering France from 16 countries where the coronavirus is circulating widely are having to undergo virus tests upon arrival at French airports and ports. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says he's postponing some planned measures to ease the lockdown because the number of new coronavirus cases in that country is on the rise. The Philippines has the second most cases in Southeast Asia after Indonesia and has had more infections than China, where the pandemic began late last year. Confirmed coronavirus cases are hovering at near record levels in Japan, raising worries the pandemic may be growing more difficult to control there. Tokyo reported 292 new cases on Sunday, about half of those infected in their 20s. VOA News. Two U.S. astronauts splashed down in the Gulf of Mexico on Sunday after a two-month flight to the International Space Station aboard the commercially developed SpaceX spacecraft Crew Dragon. Astronauts Robert Behnken and Douglas Hurley lifted off to space from Florida in May. It was the first time a commercially developed spacecraft had carried humans into orbit. Hurley and Behnken, both married two astronauts, departed the International Space Station on Saturday night. They awoke to a recording of their young children urging them to rise and shine and saying, "We can't wait to see you." The capsule slowed from an orbital speed of 28,000 kilometers per hour to just 24 kilometers per hour at splashdown. The United States has condemned the Hong Kong government's decision to postpone for a year the Legislative Council elections initially scheduled for September 6th. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said in a statement on Saturday that there is no reason for such a long delay. He called for the election to be held as close to the September 6th date as possible. Pompeo said the postponement confirms Beijing's intention not to honor agreements made when Britain turned Hong Kong back to China in 1997. China's hand-picked Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam announced on Friday that the city's September legislative election would be postponed for a year because of the pandemic. The move is seen as a blow to the pro-democracy camp, which was widely expected to do well in the election. Israeli police use force to disperse protesters gathering outside the official residence of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Jerusalem on Sunday morning. Several thousand demonstrators have been rallying at the square in central Jerusalem since Saturday evening. The Jerusalem protest was one of the largest turnouts since the demonstrations began. The protests calling for Netanyahu to resign have been the largest in Israel since 2011. Smaller gatherings took place in the capital, Tel Aviv, and near Netanyahu's beach house in central Israel. Eventually, police forcefully cleared the square, carrying away protesters who were refusing to leave. There have been no reports of any arrests. Many Israelis believe that Prime Minister has mishandled the country's coronavirus crisis. Others say Mr. Netanyahu should not remain in office while on trial on corruption charges. Indian police have arrested more than two dozen people in connection with the sale of tainted alcohol that has killed scores in the northern state of Punjab. A senior officer told Reuters the police conducted more than 30 raids on Sunday. I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.